what practical things do you see that you try to impart upon your students, either specific policy things that are in development or general knowledge that they should acquire or experiences that they should acquire?
So it's interesting. I think one of the things I definitely try to impart is not a particular policy, like knowledge of a particular policy, but how to find out what when the policies are developing, where do you go, which agencies, which websites, which kinds of people do you have to contact and keep in touch with to understand what policies might be coming down the pike and how you might influence those policies. Because I think, as you said, being in Washington, having contact with Washington is super important for any of these kinds of companies. And people maybe come into the biotech master's program, number one, not understanding that, but number two, not having any sense of how, you know, agencies relate to Congress or the executive branch or to the courts and how they relate to each other, right? And so helping students to understand those kind of larger sort of structural aspects of the governance that will shape what their industry can do, I think is really important. So that's one thing. And then there are things that I learn by being on all these committees that I bring back from time to time because I think they're important in the moment and they reflect kind of developments in the industry. So things like I was on this National Academy Committee that was about, it was about sort of industrializing chemistry, but it was about how to promote the use of biotechnology to perhaps, whether it's new energy technologies and, replacing to some extent the carbon, the oil-based carbon inputs with biologically based carbon inputs, right, into the energy industry or into mass production chemicals or things like that. So that was the subject of this committee, but we interviewed many, many biotech companies, and one of the things that came back to me and then that I can bring back to the students is that many companies were unhappy with the education that people were getting in graduate schools because they felt as though what they needed is people who are really good at research design and at thinking about sort of their research enterprise in a more strategic way. And many of these companies, even small companies, were roboticizing a lot of the day-to-day laboratory lab bench activities. And so they felt like what we need is people who, number one, can run those robots, can program those robots, have more background in the computational side, and who can design experiments, because maybe we need less of the hands-on lab bench experience and more of the larger scientific thinking experience. So when I get information like that, then it's very helpful because I can bring that back to the students as well. But I do think that in terms of, it's like being a lawyer in general, but I think this is a similarity to running a company, is that you policies are always changing, there's always developing, and what they need to learn from me in part is how to feel comfortable, digging through agencies and finding the people in agencies who they need to communicate with and things like that. And just understanding, what agencies do, what the limitations of their power are when you might want FDA to do something, but they can't because they're not authorized to do that. So it would actually have to be Congress who would have to change that, right? And those are things that I actually find that students who have had a little bit of industry experience, they really latch on to these kinds of insights because they can see in their day-to-day lives, here's something we wish, now I understand why the FDA couldn't do that or why the FDA did do this, right?
I think that is so important what you are doing. So many companies who are trying to bring innovations to patients don't realize that the agencies in the federal government are very accessible.
Yeah.
You can send an email to somebody, call them, and 9 out of 10 times, if you want to go and sit down with them and actually play a role in effectuating change, they're there to hear you. And that has been our experience at Exact Sciences, and we need more of that. So kudos to you for making that happen. And this is not an area of the MS and biotech program I was aware. We emphasize it is critical, and thanks for doing that.
Well, I have to say, one of the things I do try to do, because I just, in my life, I come into contact with a lot of people in a lot of biotech companies around the country, and so when I hear actual explicit, positive stories of companies negotiating with FDA around a certain thing or working on policy, I really try to bring those stories to the students exactly for this reason, because I think, there are different fashions in governance and regulations. Sometimes there's more closeness, or sometimes there's a little bit more adversarial position. But most of the successful companies I know of had the experience that you've had, right? Where, regulators are not our enemy. The agency is not our enemy. A lot of times, the agency is trying to figure out how to do this, and they actually want your input. And so I really try and bring that in a concrete way to the students.
Well, it can be game-changing, and it is. It starts with human-on-human interaction and engagement,
yes.
And you almost always end up with a better result with the FDA if you can sit down with the FDA with experts, yes. And they can hear, here's the potential impact on patients. I remember at our FDA panel meeting, when a patient came and spoke about her battle with colon cancer and how if there had been a non-invasive screening test available, maybe she wouldn't have suffered the fate that she suffered. I looked over at the FDA table, and there were two people with tears coming down their mm-hmm. face. And we ended up with a 10-0 vote at that meeting. And the understanding that regulators are human beings who have the same wants and desires as all of us, but they have a job to do, and having a two-way ability to communicate is critical.